National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
Good Saturday morning. Happy President's Day weekend. We are back 2 hours every Saturday. Your buddies here, your garden buddies on Garden America, heard exclusively on BizTalk Radio. Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco, I'm Brian Main. Good morning and welcome. Lines are open at 855-424-9825. That is toll free from anywhere at 855-424-9825. Or questions and comments can be directed to John. That's john@gardenamerica.com, whatever's on your mind. We have one guest lined up for the first hour. Second hour, no guest at all, so open phones. Actually, open phones anytime, but again, we've cleared hour number two for you here on BizTalk Radio. John Bagnasco, he looks good, doesn't he, Tiger?
Look at that.
Unbelievable.
Up and running.
Didn't you, instead of saying no guest second hour, didn't you mean second hour, you are our guest?
Well, I should correct that. You are our guest.
There you go.
We'll squeeze in as many guests as possible at 855-424-9825.
I can tell that spring is in the air because I'm getting emails every week.
Asking about various plants?
Yeah. Are you going to have this year? Are you going to sell this? And I was telling you guys before the show, after cracking my head, the website is so far behind, but we are still going to add a lot of plants. And one that I'm really excited about, and I think I'll have it up this week, and unfortunately, these are going to be really limited quantities, but I got Marshall strawberries. And if you Google Marshall strawberry, I think there's even a Wikipedia page on it. This was like the world's most famous strawberry, and it's virtually extinct. There is a website where you can go, and I think you can get a 4-inch plant for $60.
What is unique about them, and why are they so hard to get?
Well, it's supposed to be one of the world's best-tasting strawberries, but it's not grown commercially anymore because it doesn't ship.
Doesn't ship, yeah.
You know,
tough, thin skin.
Right.
Thin skin. You got to eat it right away, right? Mm-hmm.
It came out in the 30s. And in the 30s, when you bought strawberries, they were usually grown locally.
Right there.
And you could go get them. And there's even a famous, I think it was the King and Queen of England, or someone came from England to Canada and they were served a bowl of these strawberries.
Really?
Yeah. There's a whole story about it, but.
And you got a hold of some.
I did get it.
Wow.
Our good friend Alice Doyle at Loghouse Plants.
Up in Oregon. Yeah.
She's doing a little bit of grafting for us this year, but when she comes down, she's going to bring a couple other plants. And she said, you know, I have two flats of this that I'll bring down. So we'll be able to sell those. And I got pine berries, which I don't know why. They just fascinate me. Do you know about pine berries?
What is a pine berry?
It's a white strawberry with red seeds.
Okay, that would interest me.
And it has kind of a pineapple flavor.
Like a reverse strawberry.
It is, yeah. Reversal of the color.
Yeah.
Really looks cool.
Well, I can. Well,
is it a strawberry though?
Like, yeah,
is it?
No, it is a strawberry.
Okay, so it's from the strawberry family.
Yeah, it is a strawberry, right. And
it's white, but and the seeds are red.
Right. If you Google pineberry, you'll see a picture of it, and the picture's just, I think, phenomenal.
Yeah.
And then the other thing I'm excited about that we just got added to the website this weekend, and I think we may be the only people in the country selling these online. Now, I take that back. There's a couple sites where you can get individual plants. But anyway, it's the Super Dwarfs line of tomatoes.
We've got them on our newsletter, don't we?
They are in the newsletter, and I don't have a current copy of the newsletter, so I don't know if I put a link in there. I think there might be a link.
Yeah,
in
it says click here to see the various varieties.
Okay. There's a project, worldwide project, called the Dwarf Tomato Project. And this only was able to occur because of the internet. And people there in 1917, which you remember is the year of the Russian Revolution, Brian.
Exactly.
But also...
True. I do remember that, Tiger.
During that time, a tomato variety came out called New Big Dwarf. And it produced one...
It's an oxymoron, isn't it?
1.5 to 2 pound tomatoes on plants that only got to be 24 inches tall.
I'm sure you do, even though that's not very big, you'd need a cage because the tomatoes are so heavy, right?
No. One of the unique factors about these varieties of tomatoes is they've got really strong stems. They're like little trees.
Oh, okay.
And, you could put a stake in to hold them up. But anyway, with this particular plant, the New Big Dwarf, the tomatoes were so-so. They weren't the best tasting, and other varieties came along that tasted much better. And back then, there really wasn't a huge demand for container plants like there is today, because today everyone's got smaller homes.
Everybody had big yards that they had little gardens in.
Yeah.
So what happened probably about 15 to 20 years ago, somebody got some seeds of that New Big Dwarf, which wasn't new anymore, but crossed it with some heirloom tomatoes and started producing plants that were similar habits to that New Big Dwarf, but with better tasting fruit.
They infused the flavor by doing so.
Yeah, and so now there's about 60 varieties out there. Oh, by the way, they started doing this worldwide, and that's why I said the internet really facilitated this, because someone in Australia would say, I created this particular tomato by doing this, and I'll send you some seeds of, if you want to try it, send me some seeds. So we have 6 varieties that we're able to offer, all great flavors, and all can be grown in containers. Also, if you have a small garden, you can obviously plant them out in the ground, but they'll do great in a 5-gallon container.
I was going to say, but just not any container, because normally you can grow a tomato in a container, but it's got to be a whiskey barrel or something
or
like that.
Yeah, a 15-gallon pot or something.
But this is actually an easily maintainable container.
Right, and if you want to put them in the garden, of course, you can use it. See, only tomato you can use a tomato cage on. all the other, I don't know why people use those other tomato cages, because it gets to a certain height, falls on the ground, and that's it.
Brian, we got to create a tomato now from that list over there, and we're going to call it Old Small Giant.
Old Small Giant.
Yeah.
That's good.
Instead of New Big Dwarf.
So anyway, these we're selling the varieties individually, and then we also have... 2 collections. You can buy 3 each in those collections. So for $14.85, you can get 3 great tomatoes for your yard.
Or patio.
And we're starting to ship, March 6th, but we'll ship all the way through to May 15th, depending what part of the country you live in.
Yeah, I think that we're going to have a little bit of a late spring for a lot of people, huh? Yeah, this weather coming through.
And if you're in California, you don't have to worry about water anymore.
Yeah, yeah. But, it's nice to see people planning, getting excited. But, one of the things I'm seeing in the nursery is people, they're forcing things a little too early. They forget we're still in February. It's still cold weather. We've had a few days of some rain, but it's, it gets warm, and then they're like, I can plant my peppers and tomatoes. But then, late February, we'll get a little bit of a cold weather, and they'll snap all of that right down to the roots if you're not too careful and don't cover them. So,
you can get away with, like you said, especially the cherry tomatoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But, you know, if it was me, I really would wait for things like peppers and squash.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, you know, and then the people forget.
I thought I heard George Takei there for a second.
Oh, my.
People with the peppers, they plant them early, and they're funny because they don't do anything. Because the pepper just kind of doesn't even grow until it gets certain temperatures and it gets hot. And then they get worried that the pepper is a problem. There's a problem with it. And then they pull it out and then they put in a new one after that because they didn't like that pepper. So if you just wait a little bit, you'll be more successful.
You know, speaking of peppers, Brian, I'm going to do the quote of the week here. Because the quote is from Bobby Flay, who is...
Yeah, the guy on TV.
Yeah.
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 That guy.
The TV guy.
Yeah,
the
he's
food
a
guy.
Chef. Famous
food
chef.
Guy.
And he said, habaneros have a great fruity flavor, but the challenge is you have to deflect the heat in order to taste the flavor. If you don't, you're dead. They should really have a warning sign on them. Deflect the habanero's heat by pairing it with sweet food. So anyway, he's pointing out how hot habaneros
right.
are. Right. But there's a new habanero out called Habanada, which has zero heat and is just like a sweet flavor.
So there is no Scoville
ranking.
Unit or ranking.
No,
yet.
No. But so you get that great tropical flavor from a pepper. And it's been going crazy on the internet. I think I told you that I see Brian's got the picture of the pine berry over there.
Yeah, I've tried to post it twice, and it won't post on Facebook. I'm still going to try, though.
All right, we're going to talk with Lucy Warren when
yep.
we get back and a little bit more about the habanero pepper.
And I'll try to post that pine berry on our Facebook page, the white strawberry with the red seed, so you can see it. In the meantime, we are open for business for the next couple of hours at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com with your questions or comments. Our guest Lucy is next. We're going to take a break. Happy Saturday morning, President's Day weekend with Garden America.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-973-5533. That's 800-973-5533. Call 800-973-5533 today.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
It's bare root fruit tree season, and you probably have a million questions. Which fruits will grow well here? What are the tastiest fruits? How do I care for them? The answers? They're just a click away with the informative fruit tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's Dave Wilson Nursery, the nation's largest grower of fruit trees for the backyard garden. They have planting tips, taste test results, and links to nurseries in your area that carry Dave Wilson fruit trees. Your harvest to better health begins at DaveWilson.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Exactly 22 minutes after the hour, Saturday morning, and for many people a long President's Day weekend, 3 days. And thank you for spending part of your weekend with us here, Garden America, at 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. We did the quote. Our guest is ready. Anything else, John, before we get started here?
Yeah, I just wanted to finish quickly talking about the habanada, because if you now's the time to start those pepper seeds if you're in the southern part of the country. And in the northern part of the country, you know, in another month or so, you should start them indoors. But we do have the seeds available on our website if you can't find them. But what I wanted to mention was a few people said they had trouble ordering, and it's because we have a $15 minimum order on our website, actually $14.75. So if you order just one package of seed, that's not going to be enough.
But there's a lot of other varieties.
There's so much stuff that, yeah, if you can't find $15 worth of stuff, you're not a gardener.
That's the truth.
So anyway, you can go to the website if you just want to read about it. It's right there on the homepage, gardenamerica.com, and read about the habanada pepper. The Culinary Breeding Network is a collection of chefs all over the country that's working with breeders to test some of these new varieties. And they've gone crazy. The chefs are going crazy over the habanada pepper. So it's been selling amazingly quickly. So there you go, Brian. Habanada.
Okay, so we've taken care of business, and Lucy is ready to go.
Lucy, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good, good, good. So our guest this weekend is Lucy Warren. She is a horticultural book writer, a master gardener, and just all around great person. And that's why we're having you on the air. It's just because you're such a nice person, Lucy.
She is one of the nicest people I've ever met in the industry.
You know, I've never heard anybody say anything bad about Lucy.
No.
Yeah. So Lucy, you're doing well this morning?
I'm doing quite well, thank you. It's a beautiful
We have so much to talk about. Wow, you know, with your new book, we've got the Spring Home and Garden Show coming up, and just the idea of Master Gardeners, which you're a part of, right?
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about yourself before we get going on that.
Well, I'm actually an amateur gardener, but I've been at it for a very long time, so I think I've learned a little bit along the way. And I garden because I love it. I also love to write and have been privileged to work with Greg Rubin to put together two books on California native plants. I was once an editor of the California Garden magazine for the San Diego Floral Association. I've just had a wonderful time with gardening. I got to be the assistant coordinator for the Flower and Garden Show at the Del Mar Fair for a number of years. A lot of variety, lots of things.
And currently you're a master gardener, right?
Currently, I'm a master gardener. I've been a master gardener for over 20 years.
And now, the master gardeners is not necessarily just a Southern California thing. They're nationwide. And tell us about what they do.
In Washington State as an assistant to extend the reach of the cooperative extension. And the farm advisor there said, hey, I keep answering these same questions all the time. I bet that other people could do this part for me. So the master gardeners are trained by the universities of the various states and countries where they exist because they are international. And they volunteer to answer questions for home gardeners in their particular area. And it's a wonderful, wonderful group that contributes thousands of hours to their communities.
Now, you know, one of the things that people don't understand if they're not familiar with the master gardeners in their area is that these are the people on the front line in a lot of ways because they're the ones getting the phone calls from the general public saying, hey, I have this problem, what's going on? Or, you know, what can I do to make this better? I know here in San Diego you guys have a ROT line, a 1-800 ROT line, right? That people can just call in and ask, or you know, but don't they call it like a ROT line for composting or something?
Hotline.
Oh, it's a hotline. Okay. So, you know, but it's fun because you can call and get an answer, you know, with someone that's not only they're trained because there's a certain process that you have to go through to become a master gardener.
Yes, and the hotline office, they have lots of resources. So if they can't answer your question right away, they take your phone number and they do the research on the question and phone right back and give you the right answer because it's important that people get the right answers.
Yeah, and so, I mean, and this could be open to anybody. Like you had just said, you're an amateur gardener, and people with just an interest in gardening can go take the classes, volunteer, and then become a certified master gardener where later on they can do many other things with that certification. But, you know, you don't have to have a degree in horticulture or anything to do this, right?
Oh, no, not at all. There's a 50-hour training that's quite extensive, and I remember years ago when I took the training, my head was still spinning from all the information I got, and I went, okay, now I know what I don't know.
Well, that's always the case.
There.
Yeah, it's always the case with gardening when you get taught new things, and you're like, oh my gosh, that opened up so many more questions I have now. So tell us a little bit about now with you and Greg with your new book that came out.
It's so exciting. Greg has worked in installing California native gardens for over 25 years, and he has learned so much over that period of time. Also, Bert Wilson, who owned Las Palitas Nurseries, was a real researcher in these California native plants. There are lots of myths and misconceptions about California native plants because a lot of people try and treat them like a typical horticulture. And these are plants that are there, they've developed in our area, and they have developed for very specific circumstances. And if you treat them like you do your tomatoes or your rosemary, they have a difficult time because they have grown in areas that only get a minimum amount of rain often.
Lucy, we're going to have to take a break. Hold that thought.
Yeah, when we come back, Lucy, we'll finish what we're discussing here with the natives.
Okay, got to take a break. It is Garden America, our Saturday edition here, President's Day weekend.
Have you ever wanted to stop the 9-to-5 grind and start your own business? Do you want to have more control of your income? Then now is the time to start and grow a business. Hi, I'm Heather Havenwood, and as a female entrepreneur, I have succeeded, I have bit the dust, I have bounced back to growth and prosperity. But this would not have been possible without first taking the leap and owning my own business. So join me every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern with my show, The Win.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite organic nitrogen fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Saturday morning. Thank you for being right there with us. 36 minutes after the hour, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Begnasco. It is Garden America on Biz Talk Radio. Lines open at 855-424-9825. You can also direct your questions and comments at john@gardenamerica.com as we continue. Had to take a break. Lucy was in the middle of a discussion, Tiger.
Yeah, so Lucy, you know, back to what we were kind of just talking about is people have this misconception of natives, no matter where you're at. And number one, the first thing they think of, oh, well, it's native. It should just be able to be thrown in my backyard and survive, which isn't always the case. It does require some efforts. But number two, if you're in an area that maybe you have to baby some plants, maybe you're in a low water area where you're having to water plants more often than you would think, or maybe you're in a region that gets colder or hotter and you don't grow the natives to what they're accustomed to, you're going to have problems. I know one of the things that Greg had mentioned to me before was with the California natives, people started installing California native gardens in, with a drip system. And then they would be good for a few years, but then plants would start to die randomly because the roots would rot. And they realized that the native California natives didn't like a wet root consistency consistently, like with the drip system, right? Those are the kinds of things that talking to a person
is so very different. And the whole idea is that you grow the plants with the type of environment that they're accustomed to. So they're low nutrition, but there's some other myths as well. They say, oh, if you grow California natives, they'll look dead all summer long. And that's a matter of the choice of the plants, because they're wonderful evergreen native plants that look beautiful year-round. So it's growing with nature and using this abundance that nature has already provided to create beautiful landscapes with very little effort. You don't add a lot of fertilizers. You don't add a lot of water. You use a native mulch that the plants are familiar with, and they reward you with really some spectacular landscapes.
Well, not only the landscape aspect, you can also get that fun wildlife, right? Because those native plants are there for a reason.
The natives will attract the insects, the butterflies, the birds. You put in a toy on, and it's almost like a lollipop for birds. You have all kinds of things that are coming into your garden. Lizards and wildlife love the natives.
So, you know, with coming from the book that you guys wrote, I'm sure you learned a lot. What are some of the things that you're excited about that are in the book that people can look forward to if they were to be able to grab a copy?
I think some of the things that are exciting is the tremendous variety of natives that there are, that are in all of the habitats of California, because California is probably the most diverse state in the country. So there are wonderful plants for the mountains, for Southern California, along the coast in Northern California. You know, redwoods are native, but they live, you know, in a very different environment than we have here in Southern California. So that's pretty exciting. They're gorgeous flowers in the springtime. Actually, gorgeous flowers throughout the year. You just have to make the right choices. And they're very easy to maintain.
And, you know, even they have a native rose for John, you know, who's always a fan of roses.
Do.
And there's even native California roses. So, like you had mentioned, there's a diverse group of plants. Now, we have another topic.
Talking about the strawberries earlier. Actually, one of the native strawberries was one of the strawberries that they used to first start to hybridize strawberries.
Really?
Yes.
So they started with one of the California strawberries and then kind of went from there, kind of creating commercial ones?
Yes. One of the California native strawberries.
You learn something new every day, don't you, Tucker?
Yeah. One last thing I want to talk to you about was that we have a fun event coming up here in the beginning of March. We have the Spring Home and Garden Show that's here at the, what do they call it now, the Del Mar Fairgrounds?
The Del Mar Fairgrounds.
Still the Del Mar Fairgrounds.
We have a speaker program throughout the whole show, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, March 3rd, 4th, and 5th. And our first speaker is Tiger.
Yeah. I'll be there on Friday, starting everybody off, right? You know, it's only going to get better after me, so.
Tiger, you kind of set the bar, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You set the tone.
Yes, definitely.
But you have all kinds of fun speakers. You have Greg lined up to do a speech, a talk, right?
Yes.
Greg
is talking every day.
Oh, is he?
I have a little sway with him, so.
So he'll be talking California natives. What other speakers do you have lined up?
Okay, I have a number of speakers. Let's see, who have I got? I've got Ari is going to be talking on soils. I have... Roy Wilson is going to be talking about organic tomatoes. We even have a talk on roses.
Who's doing the talk on roses?
Several of the master gardeners will be speaking. Earth Friendly Gardens. And,
Lucy, who is doing the talk on roses?
Butterflies and birds to your garden.
Did you hear us, Lucy?
Who's doing the talk on the roses, Lucy? Who's doing the rose talk?
One of our master gardeners, Francie Murphy.
Oh, okay.
That'll be fun. Yeah.
So something for everybody there.
Yeah, and then at the event.
For everyone.
They have wonderful design elements.
We have to hire a professional contractor, a professional for your landscape.
Yeah.
So
you know,
doing that.
They have wonderful design elements there. You can go and tour different designs people have done. There's vendors that are going to be selling stuff.
Well, we have a display garden. There's a whole building that's filled with display gardens. So people get an idea of what are some of the kinds of things they can do in their gardens.
Yeah.
That's just 2 weeks away, right?
Yep.
Yes.
2 weeks away.
March 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
Yes, all right. March 3rd,
Can you sing the jingle, Lucy? Come on. Everybody in San Diego. It's all you hear. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Master Gardeners and Learning. Also, March 18th is the spring seminar for the Master Gardeners at the County Administration Building. So that's something.
And that's full of a bunch of wonderful classes as well. Yeah.
Yeah,
that'll be fun to look forward to as well. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. You have a good rest of your weekend. Stay dry out there. And enjoy this little break that we have right now.
Enjoy.
And I'll see you next weekend, or in 2 weeks.
You got it. Thank you, Lucy.
Okay,
Spring Home Garden Show coming up, March, 3rd, 4th,
and
5th. And you're speaking on Friday. You open up the event, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
So your talk is going to be on what, birds, crows? What are you talking about?
Birds, crows. Now we're talking vegetables.
Veggies.
Yeah.
What about vegetables? Talking about how people can grow vegetables, what kind of vegetables to grow, what does well in this climate?
Well, you know, I mean, there's all kinds of fun stuff that people need to know. And it's, you know, what grows, how to grow it, and where to grow it. And those three basic principles when it comes to veggies are going to be what you need for success.
Do you think people think that growing vegetables is boring?
I don't think so. I think it's probably one of the most exciting things people do.
Yeah, I think people who don't grow any other plants will grow vegetables. I remember reading about Billy Martin And
the manager, the New York manager?
Yeah, at the time he was the manager of the Detroit Tigers.
Okay.
But I remember him, an article written about him where he was talking about growing his tomatoes.
Wow.
Yeah. And Martin must have been shortened from Martino or something because he was Italian.
Okay. Yes, he was.
And Italians, of course, love tomatoes. But, yeah, I remember as a kid being fascinated with that article. Wow, Billy Martin's growing tomatoes.
See, I would think I would be fascinated at you being a kid thinking that was fascinating. Not his baseball card or his baseball career.
I had his baseball cards, too.
Billy Martin. It is 45 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com. Let's get things cranked up here because spring is on the way, and according to John, based on some of the orders, you know very well that spring is right around the corner. We'll get into that, other things, but opening up the phones, 855-424-9825. I want to thank Lucy for being our guest, and again, for the rest of this hour and next hour, it is open phones. You, the listener, our guests, 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com. I'm Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. We are Garden America, exclusively on Biz Talk Radio.
Not attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Do you have a small yard and think you don't have the room for fruit trees? Well, think again. Dave Wilson Nursery wants to show you how to grow great-tasting fruits like peaches, apples, pluots, and much more in small areas, even in patio containers, too. It's called Backyard Orchard Culture. You get step-by-step information via the Fruit Tube videos at DaveWilson.com. That's where you'll find the closest nursery to you that carries Dave Wilson's quality fruit trees. Start the backyard orchard of your dreams at DaveWilson.com.
Any home or business can quickly become infested with mold with the introduction of a water source, like a roof or plumbing leak. When your home, your belongings, or your business becomes damaged, it's not just about cleaning up the mess. It's about reclaiming your life, and that's why you need to call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline. A licensed, fully insured, affordable, non-invasive solution to solving any water and mold problems. Our team of trained specialists are available with 24/7 emergency service. We will quickly evaluate your problem and give you a plan that will guarantee results. Water causes damage and mold can spread throughout your property in as little as 48 to 72 hours and can produce allergens and irritants that have the potential to cause serious health hazards. So don't waste time. Give us a call now. For any water or mold problems, call the Water and Mold Removal Hotline.
Call 800-432-8430 today for a free estimate. That's 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams.
So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Our final segment for hour number one on this Saturday, President's Day weekend, broadcasting from the palatial iHeart Studios, iHeart Media here in San Diego, California, where we've had quite a bit of rain recently. So, yeah, things are looking good. 855-424-9825, john@gardenamerica.com with your questions and comments. So, yeah, we talked about the fact that, I guess, is the drought officially over? How do they determine that? We've had a lot of rain.
Well, in California, the drought's over unless you live in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay.
Where they had about 6 inches of rain yesterday and huge windstorms blowing trees over. But the mayor of L.A. said that he's not going to lift drought restrictions because he's not totally sure it's over.
And then people, I mean, what did people then start just keeping letting their water run again and be sloppy? And
put the hose out.
While you brush your teeth, let's make sure that water's running.
You know what? I think that people are mature enough to take care of their environment without having the government tell them what to
tell
do.
Tell them, okay, yes, you may now turn your water on.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
And we're supposed to get some more rain this week again. You're the weather guy here.
Well, on Wednesday, there's a storm coming through, but it doesn't look like much.
Okay.
Yeah, so maybe.
I was telling one of the guys I work with where we grow our tomatoes that I'm so happy I'm no longer in retail, retail garden center business, because you just cringe when the weekend comes if it's going to rain.
Yeah.
I really feel sorry for Tiger this year because almost every single weekend is rain.
But this weekend
looks
nice
for you. And that's 50% of your business is on the weekend, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
You live and die. You live and die by the weekends. And sometimes, depending on the time of year, and we're lucky because in Southern California, if we lose one weekend, we can usually kind of make it up the next weekend.
Yeah.
But places back east and some of the other ones, if they lose one weekend, there's no making it up.
Oh, I remember.
You have to have it done.
Yeah. You worked in Michigan, right?
Right.
Frank's, was it Frank's?
Frank's Nursery. I did work in Michigan for a while, many, many years ago. Before you were born, Brian.
Yeah, right.
No, it wasn't before you were born. But certainly before Tiger was born.
Yeah.
So anyway, I went to a nursery in, let's see, was it May? And it was in Minnesota. and they wanted us to see how busy this nursery was. And, you know, what's a big day for a garden center out here? Like between $5,000 and $10,000?
Yeah, right, correct.
Okay, they were telling us that this store did $200,000 a day on the weekend.
Gosh.
Really?
Yeah,
so I had to see this. So we go up to Minnesota, and the day we're supposed to be in this store on a Saturday, and it's raining cats and dogs. And I thought, okay, nobody's going to come out. Went into that store. They had 12 registers running, lines at all the registers that were about 10 people deep. And they were saying that, yeah, it was really going to kill their business, and they only did $120,000 that
wow.
day. And I said, I can't believe people would come out in the rain. And they said, in Minnesota, you have 12 weeks. If you don't buy something in that 12 weeks, you're just not going to have a garden.
Right. If you don't get it planted, if you don't get it in the ground, you know, that's you have to have that done.
Let's go to Debbie in Escondido. Debbie, nice speaking with you as we approach the top of the hour. How can we help you? Welcome to Garden America.
Oh, thank you. Myself and a couple of people I know, we've got blueberry plants. Mine are in containers. I think the other two people, theirs are in the ground. But this year, it's like they totally lost everything, got some blooms. The blooms started to set, but then they fell off. But now the plants are loaded with blooms like crazy, but none of them have any leaves. Is that normal?
Yes. Where do you live?
Escondido.
Escondido?
I live in northeast Escondido, going toward Valley Center on a hillside.
Yeah, it's perfectly normal.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And sometimes you get confused because there are some varieties of blueberries that do keep their leaves a little bit better than others.
Right.
But for the most part, they should all have no leaves, and then they set their blooms out before the foliage gets fully developed.
Okay. Maybe because we've had such mild weather the last 3 or 4 years, that's why they kept the leaves until this year, and everything got so crazy they decided to lose them then. So.
Well, also, they love the water that we're getting. If the rainwater's falling on them, that's going to make them extra healthy, and they should be putting out an extra fruit crop, more so than in previous years, and the more energy that's going towards the fruit, then the more likely they are to drop some of those old leaves, too. So that's really a good sign.
Oh, that's good then. The other question I have, since mine have to be in pots, the reason being is we fight gophers so bad. I lost, like, I don't know, 7 or 8 plants over the last 6 years to gophers, and I just got tired of that, so I put them in great big container pots. So do I need to do anything special for those since they're in the containers now, other than making sure they get regular acid-loading fertilizer stuff?
Yeah, what you should do is to make sure that you keep adding some more compost or soil to build up any of the soil that gets eaten or used up by the soil bacteria. You'll see that the level of the soil starts to go down a little every year. And there's two ways that you can do it. One is you can add a real light mulch to the top. But what I like to do if on my plants that are in containers is every few years lift them out of the pot and put new soil on the bottom and then set that back on top and do it that way. Because if you put too much soil around the base of the plant, you can get rotting.
Right. Okay. And I did put some of the Bob and John's, I can't think which one it was, in there with it. And I thought, okay, that ought to help it too. So I've done the dirt and the light mulch on top both this year. So.
Yeah, the John and Bob's Biosol is one of their best fertilizers. Oh, yeah, that's fantastic because that's made out of cottonseed meal and soy meal and perfect for blueberries.
So well, Debbie, do I just put that in once a year?
You know, probably if you put it in this time of year, about a cup per plant, and then do it once again after they're done fruiting. That would be fine for the year.
Hope we answered your questions, Debbie.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Sure. You betcha.
Let us know when the pie's ready. We'll be over.
Coming up top of the hour, news. You got it, Debbie. News coming up on many of these affiliates. We are back at 6 minutes after. Hour number two coming up. Garden America on your Saturday, President's Day weekend. We're back at 6 minutes after. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio,